Blog Talk Radio.
A short book with many overplays about hoodoo. Something you will enjoy. Episode 471. Book Review. And the Handbook by Talia Spelix. Live on The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups. Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
God bless all my father's children. Here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me. But it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. Well, I'm back. God bless you. God keep you. God lift up his eyes upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This has always been my prayer for you. This will always be my prayer for you, no matter what they say. And I do pray that God will bless you. Well, today we have a book review. And it's the Handbook by Talia Felix. The Handbook by Talia Felix. Now, Talia Felix is a Creole femme or Creole jeune. And when you see her, well, you might not think it, but she is. And she is from Louisiana. She is straight from La Boucherie. This Talia has done something good. And I'm telling you, you should try to read this. You should try to read it. Now, there are people who want him to get in on it, who have something to say. Well, you can say it. All you got to do is call 619-924-9801. Now the number again is 619-924-9801. Now, I look for you. If you want to call, go ahead and call. Yeah, why? Well, why put it aside? Just go ahead and call. Yeah, this is It will be something great. It will be something great. And you, in doing it, show your support for this program. We've been off for a week, but we're back now. Yes, Lord, we're back now. And we want to just thank everybody, wherever you are, for joining in on us. Now, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give some commercials, and then a song, and then we'll give it back. We'll add a book review, okay? Now, don't go away, because we will be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
I know.
The Handbook by Talia Felix. Well, this is a good book. I have to tell you, this is a good book. It does well. She only has 100 or so pages, but it is 113 pages. But this is, 111 pages. But this is a good book. Good book. Good book, which I have to give a recommendation for. This book will help you. It will help you if you are concerned about hoodoo. It will help you. And there's one thing about it. There ain't no assumptions whatsoever. There are no things that are just given just for the hell of it. The stuff given in this book is factual. It is factual. Well, it would have to be. It's from Louisiana. That's all I can say. It would have to be factual. Now, Miss Felix is a Crimson Yaw. A Creole gem, put it that way. But there is something about what she does. There is something about what she does. In each section, she doesn't have chapters. She has sections. There is the method given for it, and there is, something about each one, which makes it good. Now, she starts off with the hoodoo hand, the mojo hand. She calls it the mojo style hand. But the only thing about it is that is something which all people do. She gives the style of hand first. And with the hand, she gives a picture, a black and white photo. Now, with that behind that, she gives a gree-gree. Now, she gives the African gree-gree and the American gree-gree with photos. So you can see what it is you are getting. And she attempts to explain it. She does. Now, with it, there is the medicine bag. The medicine bag by various Indian tribes. And those she gives too. There is a black and white photo of it. And certain things to put with it. Now, one thing she gives is making a mojo. Making one. There is one which she gives, which is the Talia method for making mojo. This is one that she gives. Now, she does use hoodoo, baby doll style hoodoo, to explain the incenses and explain the powers of the potions and whatnot. But it is good. It's good because all you have to do is if you look at it, you will see the real one. The real one. Now, with the things that she is talking about, in the long lost friend, she gives the bag. It's tied off seven times, but it says, you say, Christ cross, Christ crown, Christ Jesus, colored blood, be thou every hour good. God the Father is before me, God the Son is beside me, God the Holy Ghost is behind me. Whoever now is stronger than these three persons may come by day or night to attack me in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then he put on there, then say the Lord's Prayer three times. Now, that is something which a person will get in this. He'll get it in this book. But outside of that, there is nothing wrong with it. No, there is nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with it. Now, there, with it also, I got to say, with D. Lawrence's method, she gives them here, where it says, I exercise thee, O creature of fire, by him through whom all things were made, so that every kind of phantasm may retire from thee, and be unable to harm or deceive me in any way, through the invocation of the most holy and high creator of all. Amen. Bless, O Lord, O power, all powerful and all merciful, this creature of fire, so that being blessed by thee, it may be for the honor and glory of thy most holy name, so that it may work no hindrance or evil unto those who use it. Through thee, O eternal and almighty Lord, through thy most holy name. Now, that's one that has no Christianity involved in it. Yet it has no Christianity. So this book gives you, well, the Christian aspect and the aspect that's not Christian. Now it gives you the Psalms for different things. And it's biblical text too. Biblical text, such as Psalm 4 for love, Psalm 8 for business or get a job, Psalm 11 to stop persecution, Psalm 20 to win in court, Psalm 35 to stop slander and libel, Psalm 47, gain respect and influence, Psalm 61, house blessing, and Psalm 72, which is for prosperity, and it goes on and on and on and on. Now, that is the old hoodoo method. The Psalms, instead of just any saying anything, the Psalms as something which you would say to pass the power on. The power on. Now, she gives verses too, such as for luck, money, reverse bad luck against slander, control of the enemy. Now, the thing there is that is, again, a method of the Bible, a method of old hoodoo, real hoodoo. That is a method which people, well, they don't care about using it now. They don't care. In fact, nowadays, they use witchcraft, terms of witchcraft, terms of certain type of, well, certain type of old and dark thing. But this book gives you the true aspect of it. Now, with the holy cards and saints' images, you know, I'll tell you, the saints' images are something which the people give. Now, certain people use it and say, well, those are saints, that saint this, that saint that, and that saint blessing me. But this book doesn't do it. It doesn't say to bless you. It doesn't say it'll bless you. This book says stuff like the anima sola, to do harm and or escape harm. But the Sacred Heart of Jesus for curing diseases of the organs. Now that is an old method. That is an old method. Saint Benedict for good luck. Saint Michael, you know, for protection and to conquer. For Saint Expedite, for work to be done fast. Now, and on and on and on and on and on. You give it Now, most of all, what you find is saints, pictures of saints, people that are called saints, that are not in the Roman Catholic canon. They're not a Roman Catholic saint. It's just one that's presumed of sainthood, such as St. Expedite, and, you know, such as St. Veronica, and the guardian angel of folks like that. These are St. Benedict for Love. These are people, which people, well, she even gives Peter for success. Yeah, St. Rita to get rid of unwanted men. This is only something that a person would do in what? The ancient old hoodoo. These are spirits. These are spirits. I'll tell you what it is. They are spirits. They're not people. This is spirit for a certain purpose, as outlined by her. This is not a person which you have to go around worshiping and so forth. But what they give is the three wise men, you know, Caspar, Belteshazzar, Melchior. But they say they're for miracles. They're for miracles. See, so the saints are not individuals that have power outside of a human being or outside of God. They are for what? A specific purpose. A specific purpose. See, so the saints are really, really, really spirits which can perform a certain function. It can perform it instead of being it. These particular saints are not known by some other name, but by these names. These names, which an individual is likely to fix upon in his own mind. So that the whole thing about the saints is that it is something better for them. Now, she gives talismanic symbols and images for good and evil. She gives the seal of ministering, cherubim and seraphim, for long life and protection from woe. She gives us a table of Saturn for good luck in games of chance, a seal of good fortune, a seal of ministering angels for protection and respect, the seventh seal of Moses for good luck and assistance with quarrels, the ninth table of the spirits of Venus for business luck, divination, and ability. Now, those are definitely something from a Jewish aspect. They are something bad. They aren't something bad. They're something good. Then she gives us the planetary seals, the emblems and tables of the planets, and the seal for gaining all desires. This book happened to be written in, let me make sure, I think it's 2012. Oh, let me see. 2014. And it has recipes in it. And you know you want to know what they're called? They're called recipes. Ain't called no spell. Ain't called no conjure. It is called a recipe. And it's done according to a mojo, a parquet, a jackbox. A parquet is an item which is a cloth which is folded over. It becomes a square. and the parquet is something which a person can hold and keep itself. The parquet is sometimes, especially when it's sewn shut, it resembles a purse or a pocketbook. See, because it's square. But when it's not sewn shut, it's affixed by thread. How? On all four sides. Now, don't anybody, nobody, nobody else, nobody that I know of, no, they don't, use the parquet, the parquet, if you want to put it that way, the parquet. No one uses the parquet because it is a it's something which people are not familiar with. They aren't familiar with it. They're only familiar with the mojo bag, and that's all. That's all. Now, the jack ball is the same. Yeah, because it's a ball of herbs and hoodoo phenomena, which an individual has rolled into a ball and which has thread around it, which is used. It's used now. But it is not something which is common, which is known. You see, so your charm bag is something which is what? It's congruent to you. Congruent to you. It is something which you make and which you have control over. You don't have to make a small mojo bag, no, but most people do. Most people do. You don't have to make a jack ball, because you want to know something? Most people say that a jack ball is a hand. Yeah, it's a hand. And in other words, yeah, it is a hand. It's a hand. Just like the mojo. Now, this book sells on Amazon. This book sells on Amazon. And in the end, it gives you certain recipes. But in the appendix, it gives you additional recipes and spells. Yep, additional recipes. Now, this book is one of the only ones, that I have seen which gives recipe of something with one, three, five herbs or so forth with it. All the rest, if they give herbs, they give nothing but herbs. If it's oil, they give four, five, six oil. The only thing this book does is tell you straight out what this hoodoo is and what it's not. Now, it's one thing that it doesn't do. It does not tell you what hoodoo is. No, it don't tell you what hoodoo is. It don't understand, doesn't give you what hoodoo is not. The only thing that it does is this is a handbook. This book tells you how to make hoodoo spell. How to make hoodoo and to make it in the most efficient way possible. To make it in the most efficient way. Now, it doesn't give to a lot of stuff to a lot of different people. She does give some of Marie Laveau's, things, and that's about it. But all the rest, she doesn't do it. This is just one of the things. It's just one of the things which she does do. what she does do. Now, with Marie Laveau, she's all, of course, she's always as flowers as the farm that is and whatnot. But Marie Laveau, she just tickles, she talks about her books, one or two books, and that's it. She does not give something that everybody else has. This is totally from history. This is totally from the past. This is totally what your person has from slavery. Now, the only thing about it, is that a person needs to get the book and look at it, discriminately. Just look at it and use it for what it's worth. Use it as though some of the things in it are so old that they have to work. Yeah, they have to work because they have lasted for 200 or more years. They have lasted. Therefore, they must be working. They must be good. They must be something which the person, which the hoodoo can use. Now, all I can say is that with the book, the person, well, it's just like I said, it's a handbook. You know, there ain't a whole lot of history in it, which a lot of authors do. They put a lot of history, a lot of stuff. I guess they're doing it to make themselves look good. But this ain't that kind of book. This is a definite book, a book about hoodoo. And the way it's given is it's given directly. There is no explanations, no kind of a what it is and all that. It ain't done. This book is a book about hoodoo. So therefore, I give Miss Talia Felix and the hoodoo book, the handbook, 4 A's or 4 stars or 5 stars if I want it, because it is good and it does not have anything in it which is not correct. And because of it, you will definitely have your entire conscience pricked. Yes, you will. Because with this, this is authentic. With this, you can only use authenticity as your term, because this book is authentic.
Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Yes, and remember that is only one Papa Say. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that was here. Everyone that was here. I hope you like that book, The Handbook by Talia Faye Felix. The Handbook by Talia Felix. That book is something. You can get it. Go to Amazon. You can get it. I tell you. You have to trip you have to look for it. But, well, she has a bunch of other books, too. But that book is it. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Something about you. Something about you. Well, tomorrow, we'll have the four archangels readings. The four archangels. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel, those four archangels. Now that will be at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. Here, it'll be right here. We will have them, and every one of you, be kind one to another. Please be kind one to another, because y'all are having a hard time. Yes, we all are having a hard time. And most of you, you have your discerning about yourself, you know, which is one thing, you know, there is certain things coming through. There are certain things. There is a man who has a certain thing about him. Who has a certain thing about him. And it's with his wife. If you will use your wife, the Lord says, if you will use her the way he would want you to use her, then all will be well. You don't have that much to worry about. You don't have nothing. Just use her the way the Lord says use her. All right. Now, I will say to you, goodbye and God bless you. God keep you. God love you. May he lift up his eyes always upon you and be of you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in this time forth and even forevermore. Good, you are blessed of the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. You are blessed of the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. You are blessed of the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And I want to tell you something. You all be good. Will you? Be there now. I'll be here tomorrow. I'm telling you, be here tomorrow because it will be an action-packed program for you. And good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.